All right, Mike Pelletier, Team USA manager. I don't know where your riders are, so unfortunately you have to do these kind of things. But Roger did it for a long time, so congrats.
Yeah, I'm up. I'm up.
Okay. Right, so second place. Look, Aussies were heavily favored coming in, so I don't think it's like a surprise. I think everybody rode pretty well. Eli rode really good in his last moto. So what's your takeaway?
Honestly, I'm proud of it. Anytime you can walk away with a second at the Motocross of Nations, it's a good weekend. The Australians are tough. We knew they were going to be tough. It's no surprise. Yeah. They threw everything they had at us. We tried to throw everything back, and we had some challenges throughout the weekend that, you know, hurt us, but we did our best, and second, we'll take it for sure.
Yeah. RJ really showed great speed. I don't know what his mood is like. We talked to Nathan right before I hit record here, but how's he doing with everything?
Yeah, he's okay. We're all really proud of the second, to be honest with you. What could have happened with what was going down, yeah. A second for sure is okay.
No, I meant for RJ, like, as far as him and, you know, just maybe crashing and DNFing.
Oh, yeah, he's bummed out about it for sure, you know. And I could see it after that first moto. I came back, talked to him, and I could see it in his face. I said, you know, just pull the tear off and move on. We got this third moto coming up. But he was bumming, and he tried to throw everything he had at it again in that last moto. But we just came up short today.
What did Justin say about riding through VDF?
He ripped. He was an absolute on fire from the time he took to this track this weekend right to that last moto, and he seemed to enjoy it, and he was confident all weekend. You could see it, what he was saying, communicating to us, gate picks, everything. He was ready to fly on it.
Obviously, Eli had a bad start yesterday and the whole shot shit and all that, but I still thought he didn't ride that well yesterday. Like, he rode fine. And today, it looked like he raised his game. Any reason why, or did you talk to him and John or anybody?
No, we worked through it over the weekend, and we could tell on Saturday we just kind of let him do his thing and what he usually does with John, and he showed up today, and we knew it was going to be happening. We weren't worried about it, and he showed up for sure.
Yeah, I thought he rode much better today, right? So what did you think of the overall event, Ironman? Obviously, you're at all these things. What did you think of the overall event?
I think it was great. You know, I've been coming to Ironmans for GNCCs and everything, and now to see the capstone of Motocross Nations here, the crowd on that fence line when we walked down for that first time early in the morning, fantastic. You know, driving through the paddock, doing the paddock shows and all that, the place was filled to the brim, and I think it was awesome. And, you know, congrats to all the people that put this on, and you know, I could feel it on the crowd. The riders mentioned it to it too. Everywhere they went, that just gives them an extra gear right there, and it was huge.
So I don't know if you know the answer to this question, but I talked to the riders now today. Prep from Saturday to Sunday was different. Who does the prep? Who decides on, hey, like, we're ripping it this deep, we're going to water, we're not going to water? Like, who decides that out of Motocross the Nations?
Yeah, it's kind of a mix with InFront and the organizer. All of those guys come together. The FIM's involved too. So it's just kind of a mix of people, but it is a little different. We kind of knew that because the MXGP does this a lot, kind of from two-day formats. So we kind of knew it wasn't going to be a full, fresh groom by any means. So we walked in the morning, see what they did, and even by the time we got out there, I think I was 10, they already done, you know, 125 racing and warm-ups. So, you know, it changes all day long, and it was a tough racetrack.
Yeah, it seemed like the riders were a little bit confused on some of the prep. But, like you said, it's a little bit of everything. Man.
Yeah, everything got thrown at, and they handled it well because they weren't used to it. But, you know, these guys are the best in the world, and they just did it.
So we talked about this on the live show. You've been a part of Team USA for a long time. Roger was the manager, quote-unquote, but you were a big part behind the scenes. What changed this year, if anything, for your role?
A lot changed this year, to be honest with you. You know, and we've always been behind the scenes. I've been doing this since 2017 with Team USA, but we knew this was coming with Roger, and we talked at Redbud, and once we knew it was going to be myself, you know, Christina Denny's a huge help, too, with logistics and all that. But coming into the weekend, I really made a point to say, okay, you guys do this every single weekend, day in and day out. Let's not try to change that, what you're comfortable with. You know, we'll throw footage at you, dissecting things, strategy as a team. Managers run your guys and just kind of be the capstone and pulling that all together. The strategy, it seemed to be really go over well with everybody.
Okay.
And a lot of good feedback.
You yourself was way busier?
Way busier, Just from more of a strategic standpoint of what's going on and involved with each race team.
Yeah.
Usually Roger would do that, or I'd just kind of do it from the AMA delegate side, but I was hands in it as much as I could be, but also kind of sensitive to just let them do what they do best.
So
we tried to tie that in and hit that sweet spot.
Right. Cool. Well, hey, congratulations, second place. I think it's a great showing. So, good job.
Thanks. Appreciate it.